بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، today we continue with our studies in the prophetic biography, the biography of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we've seen in our previous class that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Arabs along with him in those days, they were called Ummiyun. What's that mean? Who are the Ummiyun? The Ummi, the one he cannot read or write. He does not know how to read or write. So whenever we see in the book of Allah, Ummiyun, Ummiyin, and Ummi, these are the Arabs. This is in reference to the Arabs in those times. But what does it mean? They were called Ummiyun. لِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَقْرَؤُونَ وَلَا يَكْتُبُونَ. Because they don't know how to read or write. Except for some of them. A few of them, they learned how to read. But the majority of them, they did not know how to read nor how to write. But some of them, they did. This point is clear. As for the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in 40 years, he never learned how to read or write. 40 years of his life, he spent them, he never learned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to read, and he never learned how to write. So we've seen that after he's married for 10 years, what happened? The Kaaba was rebuilt. And then after this, a few years, he starts to like to be by himself. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He started going to a particular cave. What was the name of that cave? Hira. Ghar, that means cave. That means cave. What is a cave?
It's a place that you just walk in.
It's a place that you just walk in. Where out? Where at? In rocks, like in mountains. Caves are like up in mountains, and they're like a little hole in the mountain where you can walk and go inside. Some of them are deep caves, and some of them are shallow, not so deep. Some of them are big, some of them are little. This one wasn't, it's not a real, real big cave, but it's a little cave in a mountain. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to go there, and it's about 2 miles out from Mecca, from the Kaaba. And he used to climb up there, and he used to go there by himself, and he used to take food with him, and he would take preparation with him and drink and the likes, and he would go there for certain several days until he runs out of food, and then he would go back home. And you know what he would do? He would get some more stuff, and Khadija would get some more food for him, radiallahu anha, and then he would go back up there again. And he was continuing upon this way. And likewise, he also started seeing these dreams. He also started seeing these dreams. And every time he seen a dream, it would happen just like he seen it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was the beginning. There was something else that was started happening to him also. Right before he became the age of 40. What was that? Something in Mecca.
A rock said a salam.
There was a rock that would give him salam. There's a rock that would give him salam. And this is true. He would say, As-salamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. As-salamu alaykum ya Rasulullah. This is true. This is true. We know the meaning of Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Who can remind us of that? Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, I hope we know that. Now, this is we have to know this. Tasdiquhu, the first thing. Tasdiquhu fima akhbara. To believe everything that he has told us and informed us and mentioned. Everything that he said. He said, a rock gave him salam. A rock gave him salam. A rock gave him salam. What has been informed also, we will see later on in his seerah, inshallah, after he made hijrah, that he used to give the khutbah standing next to a date tree. And then after a while, the companions, they built a minbar for him. And you know what that tree started doing later? They moved the minbar away from the date tree. He used to lean on the date tree, and he used to be next to the date tree every Jumu'ah for the khutbah. And then after that, they built a minbar and they moved it out of the way. You know what happened? The companions, they said, Wallahi, after that we heard the date tree crying because it missed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It missed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. all of these affairs, these are affairs that a believer, he believes in them. He believes in them without any doubt whatsoever. A rock, he gives salam. That's easy for Allah. That's easy for Allah. A date, a tree, it can cry. It's easy for Allah. It's easy for Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created eyes in our heads. And he created this from blood, a little bitty blood clot, and some mushy meat inside of a woman. Huh? Some flesh, a piece of flesh, like a little bitty flesh, some blood inside of a belly, and then it turned into some flesh. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it has eyes and hands and ears, and talking and hearing and understanding and walking and moving around and jumping and playing. Huh? The one who can create people like this, it's easy for him to make a rock say, Salaamu alaykum, Ya Rasulullah. In any case, تَصْدِيقُهُ فِي مَا أَخْبَرَ وَطَاعَتُهُ فِي مَا أَمَرَ وَاجْتِنَابُ مَا عَنْهُ نَهَى وَزَجَرَ وَأَلَّا يُعْبَدُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِمَا شَرَعَ. This is what it means to say, I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is what is required from a believer, to learn about him and to know him and to believe in him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, this is what is happening to him in these times. And then also, he also started not only going up there sometimes for days and night, but he started spending one whole month at a time there. What month was that? Ramadan. He started spending the month of Ramadan up there. He would spend the whole month there. And then he would come down. And he would spend it up there, and he would think about his people and what his people are doing and why they're worshiping idols and stones, and they prostrating to idols and stones, and they trust and they believe in them, and the likes like this, and they have bad ways and they do bad things. And then he's looking around thinking about the creation and thinking about the reality of life and what's going to happen and thinking about death and these things like this. He's thinking about the world sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then on one day in Ramadan, you know what day it was? It was Yawm al-Ithnayn. It was Yawm al-Ithnayn. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wanted to bring mercy to mankind. And you remember the state of mankind before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was mankind upon? All of mankind. Ignorance. Huh? They were all upon ignorance. And they were all upon shirk. And they were all upon disbelief. And there were no believers on the earth whatsoever except for illa baqaya min ahl al-kitab. Except for a small remainder of the people of the book. A small remainder of the people of the book. We have seen one person who was like that, Bahira, right? He was a remainder on the people of the book. They still had a few people who did not fall into shirk and who did not fall into disbelief and who did not fall into superstition. They still had the deen of Tawheed with them. Very, very few people, but the majority of the people, they were in the darkness of ignorance and the darkness of disbelief and bad ways and bad manners and bad things and bad creed and bad belief. Audhu billah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time, he wanted to bring mercy to the mankind and bring light to the people. And so he sent his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophethood, and he honored him with this great, great, great responsibility. So he was in Ghar al-Hira, and something happened to him, and someone came to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, an angel came to him. How old was he now? 40 years old. How long has he been married? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 15 years. 15 years. He's been married 15 years. So him and Khadija, they have a very strong relationship. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Radiallahu anha. They have a very strong relationship. 15 years, they're married together. They have children and the likes like this. And now he's in Ramadan. And it is on Yawm al-Ithnayn, and then all of a sudden, an angel came to him. All of this has been narrated in authentic narration in Sahih al-Bukhari. If we look into the authentic collection of al-Imam al-Bukhari, we see that he has the very first chapter in his book. What is that book called? The very first book in Sahih al-Bukhari. Is it Kitab al-Salah? Or is it Kitab Tahara, or Kitab? What's the very first chapter in Sahih al-Bukhari? Kitab al-Bad al-Wahi. Kitab al-Wahi. Nam Kitab al-Wahi. The book of revelation. The book of revelation, or the book of the beginning of the regulation. Bad al-Wahi. Bad al-Wahi. This is the first thing he talked about. And he's bringing in this book now, the very first thing to talk about. We want to talk about the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen and his methodology and his way. The first thing is, how did the revelation come to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is a narration that is narrated by Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiyallahu anha. She said that verily, whenever the very first thing that would happen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَّلُ مَا بُدِيَ بِهِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ مِنَ الْوَحِي الرُّؤْيَ الصَّارِحَةِ فِي النَّوْمِ. The very first thing that happened to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he started getting the revelation, is that he would have righteous dreams that would come true. He would have righteous dreams while he's sleeping that would come true. فَكَانَ لَا يَرَى رُؤْيَا إِلَّا جَاءَتْ مِثْلَ فَلَقِ الصُّبْحِ. That he used to not like, he used to not see any dream in his sleep except it would come true just like he saw it. Except it would come true just like he saw it. He had righteous dreams that came true like the bright, like daylight. And then after this, what did she say about him? Radiallahu anha. ثُمَّ حُبِّبَ إِلَيْهِ الْخَلَاءِ وَكَانَ يَخْلُو بِغَارِ حِرَاءِ فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ. فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ هُوَ التَّعَبُّدُ الْلَّيَالِ ذَوَاتِ الْعَدَدِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنْزِعَ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ وَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِمِثْلِ ذَلِكَ. She said, رضي الله عنه, that he used to go into seclusion, and that he, at this time, being alone was made beloved to him. And he would go to the cave of Hira, and he used to worship Allah alone there for many nights. And then after that, he would return back to his family and get some more food. And then he would go back up there, and then he would continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner. And then he would go back, and then he would get some more food from Khadija. ثُمَّ يَرْجُعُ إِلَى خَدِيجَةَ فَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِمِثْلِهَا حَتَّى جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَهُوَ فِي غَارِ حِرَاءَ. Until the truth came to him whenever he's in the cave of Hira. What happened? Do you know what happened? An angel came to him. Do you know what angel came to him? Not just any angel. Huh? It is the angel Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, he's the best angel. He is the best angel and the most beloved angel to Allah. And he has been entrusted with the greatest of all trusts. You know what that is? Jibreel, he is the angel that brings the revelation. He is the angel that brings the revelation by the permission of Allah. So it was in Ramadan, and the angel, he came to him whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was 40 years old, and you know what he did? He said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra. Read. Read. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Lastu biqari. Aw ma ana biqari. He said, I don't know how to read. That angel came to him and he told him, read, you have to read. He said, I don't know how to read. Huh? And then you know what he did? غطه. He grabbed him and squeezed him really hard. Really, really hard. He squeezed him really, really hard. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حتى بلغ مني الجهد, until he squeezed me so hard, I'm losing my breath. And then he let him go. And then you know what he said? اقرأ. He said, read again. He said, read. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know how to read. Ma ana biqari. Ma ana biqari. I don't know how to read. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said again, the angel, he grabbed him again and squeezed him super, super hard, very, very, very hard. And then after that, he let him go. He did this three times. Every single time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, Ma ana biqari. I don't know how to read. I don't know how to read. He's telling him to read, but he's saying, I don't know how to read. And then at this time the revelation came, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he recited the first verses of Surah Al-Alaq, and he said to him, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord, the one who created, meaning the one who created all things, the one who created all things. Read in his name, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaq al-insana min alaq, the one who created mankind, the human being, from a blood clot. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, and read, and verily your Lord, he is the most generous and kind, and he is the most nice. Alladhi 'allama bil qalam, and he is the one who was taught by way of the pen. 'Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam, and he taught the human being that which he did not know. That which he did not know. At this time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is his first revelation. And it occurred in this manner. The angel came to him and squeezed him very, very tight. Suddenly, out of nowhere, he's there by himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and out of nowhere, the angel comes to him, and the Prophet was frightened, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he squeezed him. And then he told him to read. I can't read. He did this several times, three times. And then after this, he recited to him the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Read in the name of your Lord, the one who created the human being from a blood clot, from a blood clot. And read, and verily your Lord, He is the most generous, and He is the most kind, and He is the one who has taught Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has taught by way of the pen, and He has taught the human being that which he does not know. Knowledge, it comes from Allah. And knowledge, it comes from the most generous and the most kind. And knowledge, it comes by taking the means, and that is to read and to learn. And the greatest of all knowledge is the knowledge of Allah, the one who has created all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who reads and he ponders in this manner, and likewise he looks into the creation and he thinks and reflects in this manner. Allah created the human being from a blood clot in the belly of a woman and brought him out with ears and eyes, and he can see and think and talk. All of these things lead to contemplation and understanding that Allah, He is the most generous, and He is the true Lord, and He is the true God of mankind, worthy of worship, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He is the one who teaches, and we ask Him to teach us and to bless us with beneficial knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happened to him now? He is frightened and he ran back home. He was frightened and he ran back home. It's mentioned, تَارَجُفُ بَوَادِرُهُ. His shoulder, like this part right here, of his shoulders are shaking. He's shivering. He's afraid. He's afraid that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's in the cave by himself, and an angel came to him and squeezed him and tells him to read. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ran home and he ran back to Khadija. And he told them, whenever he got there, what did he say to her? He's very, very scared. Zammiluni, zammiluni, cover me up, cover me up. He's scared, cover me up, cover me up. And he come home this time. This is normal for him. He would leave and then come back, and he would leave and then come back. But this time he came back and he's very scared. Cover me up, cover me up. At this time, Khadija, what does she do? This is a very good benefit. This is from her noble manners. And from her great aid and support for her husband, she didn't, what's wrong with you? Where you been? Why are you acting like that? What's going on? Asking all these questions and being all rude and like this. What's going on? What? Just cover me up, cover me up. Just, they get the blanket, they cover him up, they do exactly what he asked for. Sometimes when somebody asks somebody, like for example, the dad asks somebody to do something, they're like, what do they say? Why? Somebody, the dad will be like, go upstairs. Why? That's not the time to ask. You go upstairs and you'll find out why. Sometimes you don't need to ask why. Just do what you've been told. Just do what you've been asked, because the one who is asking has wisdom. He has a reason why he's asking. Maybe you don't know, but if you do what you're asked, then you'll find out. There's a benefit from this. Zammiluni, zammiluni. So what did they do? فَزَمَّلُوهُ حَتَّى ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الرُّعْ. They covered him up until his fright went away. They didn't start bothering him and asking him all about this thing, what's going on, until the fear and the fright went away from them. And then after this, he said to Khadija, he told her what happened. He told her what happened. And he mentioned to her what he saw. And he mentioned to her the affairs of the angel and what happened. And then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي. He's like, I fear for myself. I fear that something may happen to me. Yani, I fear for myself, something's going to happen to me. All of a sudden, he was there by himself, and then an angel came to him out of nowhere. He's afraid that something's going to happen to him. He was scared, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Khadija, again, what did she do? She didn't say anything bad about him. You saw what? You seen what? What did he say to you? None of these things like this. She was not like that. Rather, she supported him and aided him. Why? Because she spent 15 years with him, and she knows his manners. And she knows his conduct. She knows he's nice. She knows he's truthful. She knows he's honest. And she knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never disgrace people who have these good, noble characteristics and traits. So then she said, after he said, verily, I'm afraid for myself and something might happen to me. Then Khadija, she said, kalla wallahi. He said, no way, never, by Allah. by Allah, that will never, nothing, la yukhzik Allahu abada. Allah will never disgrace you. Allah will never disgrace you or do something bad to you. Because you keep good relations with your family and you help out the poor people and those people who are in need. And you always are generous to your guests and people who need help. You always help them and you help them with money and you help them with belongings and you help them find good and you direct them to the good way. All of these good things you do for the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will never disgrace somebody who is like this. So now, after she heard this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she supported him, and she aided him, and she believed in him, she said, "Now I have someone I want you to see." So now, Khadija radiallahu anha, she took the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the son of her uncle, and he meaning her cousin. His name is Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he was an individual who became a Christian in the times of Jahiliyyah. And he used to read the book in Hebrew, in the language of Hebrew. And he was somebody that was aware of the books before. And he knew about the ways of Musa, alayhi salatu wassalam. Ayna nahnu? Waraqa ibn Nawfal. Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he was a Christian and he used to read the Injil and he knew about Musa and the likes, and then he took Khadija radiallahu anha, she took the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to meet him. Do you know what he said to him? Khadija, she said, "This is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to what he has to say." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him what happened to him. Told him about the angel that came to him and told him the affairs that were mentioned to him and how it occurred. And then, you know what Waraqa said? Waraqa ibn Nawfal, he said, "Hadha an-namus alladhi ja'a Musa." He said, "This is the namus. That's the angel that came to Musa. This is the same one that came to Musa. I know about this one. The same one who came to Musa and gave him the revelation, that's the one who came to you." Meaning you're a messenger, you're a prophet. You have been sent with revelation. So Waraqa, he believed. He said, you know, Waraqa is very, very, very old and he can barely even see. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "If I could only be strong and young whenever your people kick you out, I would help you and I would aid you and I would support you and I would fight with you." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Are my people going to kick me out of my home?" He said, "No." He said, "Yeah, Ibn Akhi, nobody gets the likes of what you have. Nobody receives what you have received except his people fight him. Except his people fight him." And this is how the revelation began with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then after this, the revelation, it stopped for a few days. And then after this, the revelation, it stopped for a few days. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was missing the revelation. First, the revelation stopped, and this is so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he could not be scared no more, because it was very scary for him. That all of a sudden, this happened to him. He didn't know what to think. And then, after the scariness went away, and he is calm again, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he started missing the sweetness of what he found. Because, you know, the revelation, al-wahyu, lahu halawa. The revelation, it has a sweetness. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he received the revelation from Jibreel alayhi salam, and he is missing that sweetness. After the fright went away, he is waiting and hoping to get more revelation and to hear more and to have another meeting with the angel. And he's waiting and awaiting, and days go by and nothing happened. And then another time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was going down the mountain. All of a sudden, he looked up and he heard a noise, and he looked up and he looked over here, and then he looked up and he saw on the horizon the same angel, giant angel sitting on a throne in front of him. in front of him, sitting on a throne, and he's so big, you can't see the whole horizon. The whole horizon, he's covering the whole horizon. Jibreel, he came in his original form that he was created in. He's huge. And it's mentioned that he has 600 wings, and his wings have so many different beautiful colors and rubies and pearls and the likes on them dripping. That he is very, very beautiful and huge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seen that, and he became so scared, and he ran again. He got scared again, and he ran back home. And he said to him, "Dathiruni, Dathiruni, cover me up, cover me up, cover me up." And you know what happened this time? Now Allah azza wa jalla revealed to him, "Ya ayyuhal mudathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fa'kabbir, wa thiyabaka fa'tahir, wa rujaza fa'hjur." Huh? Wa rujaza fa'hjur. Naam? What's the next verse? وَلَا تَمْنُنْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاسْبِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَاسْبِرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to him these first few verses from Surah Al-Mudathir. Oh, the one who is covered up. يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَّثِّرْ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Stand up and warn the people and magnify and glorify your Lord. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِّرْ. And purify your deeds and your actions, and likewise your clothing, and purify your heart from shirk, and attach yourself to Allah with trust and hope in Him alone. وَلَا تَنُّمْ تَسْتَكْثِرْ وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ. And do not think that your deeds are a lot. If you do good deeds, that's from Allah. And be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see that this is the beginning of the revelation. And these are the first two revelations that came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is that he became a prophet with the first portion of Surah Al-Araq. And he became a messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the first portion of Surah Al-Mudathir. Surah Al-Mudathir. We have to keep in our mind at this time, this is the first of the revelation. There's no Surah Al-Fatiha. There's no Baqarah. There's no Wudu. There's no Salah. There's no Siyam. There's no Zakat. There's none of these affairs. There's no lowering the gaze. None of these affairs have been revealed yet. The religion of Islam is unknown to the people. This is the first of the revelation. The first of the revelation come in this manner to magnify and to glorify Allah and to praise Him, because He's worthy of worship, because He is the one who has created all things, and He is the one who has the power and the ability and the command, and He is the one who has created the human being inside the belly of a woman in this manner, and He is the one who is worthy of worship, and we should worship Him alone, and we should be cautious and stay away from shirk in every aspect. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sent with. And this is the beginning of the revelation. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.